He loves it when he's free to move through the power of his Holy Spirit. And he loves it when people are appreciative and respect the movings of the Spirit. We're not talking in the area of children. I mean, that's what he said. Just with the tongue. We're not talking in the areas of a child crying or something like this. And a lot of people can't minister during a time like that because it upsets them or sets them off. We're not talking about that kind of lack of respect. Difference between people who are indifferent to it and people who yield themselves over and get involved in it and in what he's doing. For involving yourselves, you'll become accustomed to another level of his moving. And this is necessary. From the days to come, there'll be a need, he said, a real ministry, a real need for people who know and understand the moving of the Spirit as he increases in power and operation daily in that direction. So something's coming, I saw. I saw the city. I just saw the city and an overshadowing of it with the glory of God. And it was so strong that things were happening in so many places and so fast that people were just looking for places and people that could tell them and teach them what's happening. What's happening? What's happening? And no small amazement. What's happening? What's happening? For darkness is on the increase. Have I not said in times past the things that would come? For darkness is also on the increase, but so is my light. So rise up and be strong. For there'll be my strongholds that I'll put in places that I'll take root, and my light will be manifest in that place instead of their darkness. And oh, on the world scene, all of these forces will be heading towards each other. And my plan is to prevail, saith the Lord, and take a great, great harvest out of the adversity in these last days.